Gary, half time, 1-0 down. I'm expecting to be asking you now whether you're worried about your job. And not only the first win since the 26th of October in the league, but come back from a goal down. What happened at half time? What did you do? What did you say?
Can't repeat what we said at half time, mate. I don't know. Obviously, there's not a lot of confidence in the group at the minute, and they're fragile, aren't they? And but we weren't tight enough. We was back foot. Then we were letting them play. And I thought once we stepped up and got amongst them, it was a lot better. And I thought in the end we could have scored some of the chances we had. I mean, should have been comfortable, really. Instead, my blood pressure's alarmingly high.
I mean, will that have boosted confidence? Will it
Yeah, that should. Yeah, I mean, I think the last time we won it was 2 points for a win. So that's how long ago it was. Yeah, it should give them confidence. Yeah, I don't doubt that for a second. I mean, I thought we played some good football at times, and like I say, we're changing that many things, mate. You know, the back four has not been the same for I don't know how long, and we keep trying to find the right solution. We haven't got that strong defensive base yet, which, you know, gives you a bit of confidence. But yeah, you know, great credit to them. They worked the socks off. Some tired lads in there. I thought Jordan Snowden did very well when he came on. Ben Holmes done a lot better when he went up the top. I'm pleased for them because, you know, they'd forgotten how to win, really.
You talk about the defence. You substituted Adam Jones. Is he injured?
Yeah, he got a kick in his Achilles. I think he'll be okay, but he was sore, and we didn't think we could take a risk, so we just got him off.
Now, the game kicked off very late, 9 o'clock, and everybody talks about the effect it might have had on Whitby being on the coach all that time. But what's it like when you know your own players are hanging around for so long?
Yeah, we was on the pitch an awful long time, and when we came off just before the game started, I think some of our lads were knackered warming up that long. Yeah, it's difficult. I mean, it is difficult for them, and you know, I've just wished them a safe journey home. But yeah, we didn't know where we was, really. We kept talking to the ref, and every time I asked him, he said, "They're nearly here."
Yeah.
That was over an hour and a half, that. So, yeah, it was difficult for both sides, and let's say, in the end, it's worked out, and we've got a result.
Saturday, local derby, Ashton United. It's the first time I'd have played at Ashton in the league for over 10 years. I believe James Burke won't be available for that.
No, he's suspended. Silly, really. I mean, he's a good lad, love him to death, but he gets himself some silly bookings at times, and it's caught up with him, and he missed two games.
Are you looking forward to a game at Ashton?
Yeah, I mean, you probably remember this, but I remember being assistant to Billy Chell at Ashton in about 1941, and we drew with Hyde in FA Cup and then came back here and beat him 4-2, was it?
I remember it well, because
I
got threatened by the Ashton goalkeeper, a Scottish lad called Jamie Irving. If I remember correctly, Ashton were 2-0 up, I'd came back to 2-2.
I think Tim O done some damage.
And when the second goal went in, I said, "Up yours, Haggis." And he said something in Glaswegian that sounded like, "Shut up, or I'll let you."
And then we got two goals, and Stuart Wilson, God bless him, a very dear friend, you know, he played in that game, and fortunately he died at a very young age. And Stuart was excellent in the two games. So,
yeah. So a smile on your face, smile on the club's face. Hope with better things now?
Well, we hope so, mate. We've got a very young bunch, and obviously things are tight at the minute. It's a tough battle, but that was important today.
Yeah.
You know, we couldn't get beat. And at half time, it didn't look very good. And like I said, we've got a couple of goals, and it could have made us my last 50 minutes a bit easier if we'd have took some of the chances. But anyway, we've done it.
Cheers.
No worries.